In Fritz Haida's elegantly appointed home studio, instruments from around the world line the floor and walls. Reaching into a corner, he pulls out a Turkish saz. This is the kind of sound you might expect to hear on a Fritz Haida CD. His two recent recordings are soundtracks for elaborate DVD animations by John Banks. The first is Illuminated Manuscripts, and the latest is called Ritual Path. In a DVD of visual fantasies, Haida makes a fantastical music.
You know, in Illuminated Manuscripts, we were going with a very Eastern approach to the music. We were thinking of India and Arabic countries and things. And in my musical exploration, I went very deep into the Arabic world, having gone to Egypt, recorded in the Great Pyramid and all those kind of things, and I got really steeped into the whole Arabic music, and it's very rich and powerful music. But this album is a little more Western.
John Banks.
To me, it kind of goes all over the place, which is what we wanted. There's some almost classical stuff with the strings and whatnot, much more electronic. We were thinking of it more as a Western piece, and Illuminated is more of an Eastern piece.
The visual locales of Ritual Path are as elusive to place as the music. Banks shot landscape films in New Zealand, the Italian Riviera, and the Lake District of England. Merging them with animation and elaborate digital effects, he creates a fantasy that attempts to touch the spirit of each location.
All the pieces are about place. They're a very specific environment. To me, that was my theme running through it. Was that I would pick a place and then I would try to visualize the spirit of that place. You know, what did it feel like to be there? What was its inner energy, so to speak?
In his studio, Fritz Haida turns to a computer monitor and keys up a segment from Ritual Path.
Well, yeah, for the most part, you know, John had actually kind of mapped out the visuals and he had a very strong idea of where he was going with each piece. To him, it's about a place. And so this one definitely is a little more abstract in the beginning, but then you get into some of the locations that it arrives at.
John Banks uses doors as pathways into new scenes.
I use portals as a way of saying that there's something more there. You're in a place, but there's always the potential for something else. And in Illuminated, they had a tendency to kind of hover there, and you just see them. In Ritual, we have a tendency to move through those doors into the next space.
While Illuminated Manuscripts was purely instrumental, Ritual Path introduces lyrics and vocals into the flow.
The lyrics that are in there are very kind of specific to the landscape. They're really just all about journeying and, you know, being in the place and you know, being at peace with it.
Some of the lyrics are in English, but others are sung in Lithuanian and Elvish.
He's very into Tolkien. The Lord of the Rings was one of his biggest inspirations, so, and he was really into the elfin language that Tolkien evolved, so actually, he actually requested that one of the songs be sung in elfin.
The singer is Fritz Haida's wife, Neola Sparkus. In their Los Angeles home, John DiLiberto asks her to recite some of the elvish lyrics she wrote.
Enaparma. See, I have to sing it. Enaparma, enaparma panta. Enna nole nome. It's like that.
Sounds Indian.
Oh yeah, Padma. You know, that's a word for book, and I chose that. I wrote the lyric to match John's images because it starts with a book, and that's his whole concept for the DVD is like a childhood book, and you're opening it, and you're going to go on an adventure.
Sitting on a shelf in Fritz Haida's studio is a vinyl copy of an album called Olias of Sunhillow, the first solo album by John Anderson from the group Yes. That's appropriate since Anderson sings on Ritual Path as well. He fell in love with the visual imagery of John Banks.
And I wanted to use some of it from my solo concert tour to project on a screen behind me. And he said, yeah, I'll let you use it. Is there any chance that you could sing on the next project that I'm doing with Fritz? He does the music. And I said, cool. He sent me a lovely track and I sang on it. I did some sort of vocalization. I don't think I was into writing a song so much as doing some vocalization, just into that sort of place.
It's called Come By, and he did a 10-part harmony on it. And it was a very exciting moment to hear kind of the Yes sound kind of integrated in my music.
For this visual experience that trips on fantasy and nature, Fritz Haida made a music that sounds ancient and modern.
John Banks has been trying to figure out how to classify this music, and he's now given it the term electroclassical.
Fritz Haida and John Banks have released separate DVDs and CDs of Ritual Path. Singer John Anderson is currently working on an album project with Haida that grew out of these sessions. For Echoes, I'm Kimberly Haas.
For more on this and other productions of Echoes, go to www.echoes.org. This feature was produced, written, and mixed by John DiLiberto. This is a production of Echoes which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.